It's time to talk some local rugby with our man, Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing this afternoon, mate?
Yeah, good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 2NM.com.au and 981 2NM.
Weeks,
going well, mate, going well.
Good to hear. What is Sense Rugby?
Sense Rugby is an experience there via senserugby.com.au that was set up by the Paha Highs. Of course, Jesse is a former seven-a-side player for Australia, went to the Olympics in 2016.
Yeah.
And that is coming to Scone extensively. It's an opportunity for children with learning difficulties, Down syndrome, also autism, to get out there and have a bit of a go. And from personal experience, it's great to see how the kids turn up quiet and a little bit shy and a little bit scared. And they see a tackling bag and literally transform into much more confident kids. So it's a great thing that's going to be happening most probably in a fortnight's time around Scone and Musbrook.
Oh.
You can find out more through the website there, senserugby.com.au. We'll be able to tell you a little bit more about it. We have interviewed both Jesse and his wife, I think it's Carlin. Carlin, of course, is a therapist. And again, through the website, senserugby.com.au, and you can find out more. But it's a fantastic program. It gets kids out and about, get them off the couch, but also, yeah, just one of those kids as myself, so staggering enough to think I was a quiet kid. But
what?
Right at 6 to 6, so I would have needed help, and some would argue I still need help now. But it's great to see that this particular thing is still going. And yeah, the Pahis do a great job in getting this message out, not only with the game, but also getting kids out there that need a little bit of a hand to with social skills and the like. And it's going to be a fantastic thing when it hits the Hunter during the school holidays.
Just having a look at that website, and I like their line there, helping kids thrive through rugby. You know, no matter what age you are, once you start getting involved in rugby, getting out and having some fun, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, look, there's been some fantastic programs through Ginger Cloud as well. That help kids get into rugby. You know, John Eales has been part of that, and it's quite a strong program with brothers in Brisbane. But, yeah, the more kids we can get out there to play rugby, the better. And, again, with the Northwest Regional kicking off last night, we've got, I think, now less than 1,100 to 1,200 kids playing rugby, so the more kids, the merrier.
Very nice. Now, what's happening with our local juniors?
Yeah, as we said, Northwest Regional kicked off last night, but you can still be part of it. Friday nights there, of course, get down to the trainings. Of course, 14s, 16s and 18s, boys and girls, and then the 6s and 12s in Central North will kick off in May. Same with Quirindi on Thursday afternoons there and through the high school. And also, of course, Singleton's got trainings throughout the weeks here at God's Acre. Go through singletonjuniorrugby.com.au. But the best thing you do is head via the website there, australia.rugby, put in your town, put in your place, and get stuck into it. Also on the way through, of course, you can go through the Rugby Explorer on the app. Also, when it comes to seniors, mate, we need some players to come and play for the Musbrook Heelers, so get the training there at Highbrook on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30. Also, the Cessnock Mongrels down there at Drain Oval from 6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays as well. And Pergolbin, of course, at the Christian School there from St. Philip's. Iad Brown again, 6:30 Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we've got the Sandos Central Rugby Premiership kicking off next weekend with the Scone Brumbies on the road to Bocca, and also Quirindi taking on Pirates. So that's their big old boys day up there at Chillingworth Oval. But you can find out more about our games via hunterrugby.com.au and also cnru.com.au.
Just on the Musselbrook Heelers, last night took the family to dinner at Eaton's Hotel. Every Friday night they've got the meat raffles for the Heelers, and you're having a chat to some of the guys there. They could definitely use a few extra people. You don't have to commit to the whole season. If you're just keen for a game or two, they'd be happy to hear from you. So check out their Facebook page. Now, you broke an exclusive for us regarding the under-18s. What's going on, Wixie?
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, we've got Bill Corp Super W this afternoon, as we have on GM Channel 82 there at 5 o'clock. The Reds take on the Rebels. And then, of course, at 7:30, we've got the fellas there as the Westpac Reds take on the Ray White ACT Brumbies tomorrow. The Brumbies will take on the Western Force in a ladies' game down there at Viking Park. But earlier in the day, in the under-18s for the first time, we will have New South Wales taking ACT on in women's under-18s rugby. We did tell you early on in the year that they are looking to have that mirror with the Bill Corp Super W. So you've got an under-18s game in the States, and then you've got seniors. So that's the pathway there for our girls. And it's good to see that a couple of Hunter girls are part of that particular side. We'll let them enjoy the experience tomorrow playing for New South Wales, and then we'll tell you all about it on Tuesday. But on the way through, next Saturday at Eric Tweedle Stadium, which is the old Two Blues home ground, they're going to take on Queensland. And then it's very much up in the air where ACT will take on Queensland. So what should happen is, as we said earlier, 6 weeks ago, that it'll mirror up with the Super Rugby games. 18's game at about 2 o'clock, ladies' game at 4 o'clock or whatever. So that's fantastic to see moving forward.
And the Hunter Wildfires season in the Shoot Shield commences today with a serious challenge against Gordon.
Yeah, premiers of the Chartered Hall Shute Shield. Of course, we had some sort of season last year, but Gordon still has the Shute Shield, unfortunately. But great news is that that'll start. It's currently going on at the moment, first grade at 3 o'clock, and all the games will be on Stan. But the better news is, of course, we've got on Easter Friday a game there, as the Wildfires will be at home, to Eastwood. So they've decided to move it away from Saturday, which is great. Of course, our Corn tournament kick off for the divisional, and also, of course, the seniors there in Newcastle on the 23rd. Also, of course, the Mighty Southern Districts Rebels through southerndistricts.com.au play against Manly today, and part of that experiential thing is we're going to catch up with Todd Loudon. We had an extensive interview with him when we had the New South Wales A versus Brumbies Runners game down there in at the home of World Rugby, Foreshore Rugby Park, a couple of weeks ago, and we caught up with Todd. Todd, of course, is a Newcastle boy. He talks a little bit about the experiences just trying to get Southern Districts up and firing, the Shute Shield as it looks to take that spot of the NRC, and also, of course, his love for the Wildfires and also Newcastle. The twist of the tale on all that, Bear, is that during the NRC, Newcastle actually had a second 15 that took on the likes of the Greater Western Sydney Rams and the Canberra Vikings,
yep.
And it was funded by some people out of Wanderers, and he would have maybe been the coach instead of Bubba Coleman, but that is not happening. He's coaching the Rebels now, so interesting times ahead as that tournament kicks off today.
Yeah, I'm very pleased on your behalf that the Rebels weren't relegated. It's good to see them in the top level of rugby union again, mate.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got to keep dragging these other teams around like Manly and Gordon and Sydney University, but that's how it goes.
Good on you, Weeksy. We'll be back on the other side of Billy Thorpe with your interview with Todd Loudon. Thank you, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you to everybody for your support. We look forward to talking to you next Tuesday from about 7:50 on 91.2 on AM and 2NM.com.au.